How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that general truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Well, good evening, everybody. It must be Sunday night because I'm on the air. And as I look around the studio here, everybody's still in their Sunday best from going to church. So a big welcome to everybody tuning in to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I., as we're closing out the month of April over here. Thanks again. A lot of comments lately. A lot of really good comments on our guests. You know, we have a couple of people that we kind of feature every 6 or 8 weeks because they're asked for. One of them is going to be one of the guests on our show tonight, who I'll introduce in a minute. Again, I have to say thank you again for Rogue Town because, you know, as I look at rankings and everything else, it surprises me that it's still a very, very good seller after 2 years. And, you know, if you haven't read the book yet, don't look at it as an old book. Because when you write a book about something that's in the past or something of that nature, there's no what's called shelf time on that. In other words, you could read this book 5 years from now or right now, and you're seeing a true story about a city taken over by organized crime. And the many, many people, at least 15, that were indicted, sent to jail, thrown out of their jobs. So if you like true crime with an organized crime tilt to it, check it out. And you'll read about me and my crazy days of wearing a wire infiltrating to crime families. So you can check it out. And a special guest today, one of our regular guests on the show, he's a chaplain. He's the guy that not only that you see at the hospital sometimes just visiting a patient, but this is the type of chaplain that goes out 3 or 4 in the morning. He's on call 24 hours a day. And, you know, not only for the fire departments in the Rockford, Illinois area, but he's also there to help out the police department, too. He has started something which is really taken off. Not just in Illinois, but across the country, and he'll be talking about it. He has a program called Behavioral Health in the Fire Service, and it's it's his own summary and recommendations. So we want to introduce again Pastor Gary Cortez, chaplain. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Vito. Always a pleasure to join you.
And, you know, knowing you so long, and I was sitting while we were preparing just to start the show, and I said, I need to tell the audience now the different ways that Cortez is spelled as well as pronounced. I knew, before I even knew you, Chaplain, I knew other Cortezes in my area, back in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. In fact, I played in a band with a top drummer called Gary Cortez back then, and the name was spelled C-O-R-T-E-S-E. Now, I know from knowing you and other individuals, I've heard it now pronounced both Cortez. Now, a lot of times people, ladies and gentlemen, will spell Cortez C-O-R-T-E-Z. Okay, say our guest is C-O-R-T-E-S-E. So I'm sure there's people that maybe from old school will call him Gary Cortez. Or after you meet him and his wife and everybody else, you'll know that they actually pronounce it Cortez-y. Let's give a simple, now is one an old-fashioned way or one is American? What do you got for that so we can clear this up?
Well, like you said, old school Cortez, but I went straight to the horse's mouth one day and I said to my dad, how do we pronounce our last name? He said, Cortese, Cortese.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, just like you hear that with many different names. Many different names, you know. You hear that and you wonder why it's spelled. My mother's, and I know we're a little bit off, but this doesn't matter. We're instructing our listeners. I know my mother's maiden name was Sabato, S-A-B-A-T-O. Okay? That's the Italian way. That's the way I've known from being a little kid right through now. One of 10, 11 sisters and brothers growing up, and it was always Sabato. Now you watch television, and there'll be guests on the news channel, and I'll have one pretty famous guy that talks about a lot of the crime stuff, and when they introduce him as Sabato. Okay, which is definitely, more of a Americanized way of doing it. Same spelling, right. Just like yours, but it's amazing how different people just, with their last names, they're just spelled so many different ways, right? Do you have anybody that call you Cortez? Maybe some people from back east, or I don't know. How is it?
Yeah, that's pretty common, but we are Italian, full-blooded, my mother and father's side, and so Cortez, people think more in terms of either Mexican or Spanish, but
right.
When they hear Cortese or Cortese, they know it's more Italian, I answer to almost anything, Vito.
Hey, you? How about when they say, hey, you?
Hey, you.
When they're calling you for dinner or something. But anyway, I'm very excited about this new endeavor. I've read it. It's so professionally done. It's called Behavioral Health in the Fire Service. Now, if you've heard any of our shows before with Pastor Gary, and I know we're basically in the second segment, we'll move on with a lot of the heavy-duty stuff here, but you'll know that he has talked about showing up at crime scenes 2, 3, 4 in the morning. He's gone to people's houses to notify the relatives that maybe their brother, maybe their son or daughter were killed in an accident. Heavy-duty stuff, folks. And he's come up, and all of that is fine, but there's also firemen, and possibly in the very near future, he's going to be doing the same thing for police departments, who also, the fellas and the girls, also run into these situations where they're devastated, looking at bodies or babies or whatever it may be. So it's going to be exciting for me, who's been watching this now since its infancy, that where it is now. So, I mean, how did you come up with this? Is this something, one of those middle of the night, a touch from God, or something you just kind of were figuring out for a while?
And it's interesting because you've seen so much yourself and early on. I mean, things, a lot of things are changing. And from the days when you were on the job, the mindset was completely different. However, you were just as human then as the police and fire are today. We're still talking about human beings wearing a uniform and having observed first responders in action now. I've been a police and fire chaplain for all of 15 years, and I've received some calls, and I can just mention a few that really led me to pursue this further. One of the calls I received was from a neighboring department. They were concerned about one of their firefighters having some trouble with a particularly gruesome accident scene, and they were afraid that he was going to harm himself, and he was starting to withdraw and act differently. So I was asked by a neighboring department to come and assess this firefighter, talk to him, and make a recommendation. And I discovered that most of these types of cases, really all the police officer or firefighter really need is a trusted someone to talk to be to have involved in their life and in their emotions. I had a case where a police sergeant was threatening to kill himself, commit suicide, and to this day he still credits me with saving his life and keeping him from committing suicide simply because I got involved and showed him that I cared. And sometimes people do need professional help, but for the most part, they need a trusted someone to be involved in their life with. And that's really what caused me to get further involved in this aspect of chaplaincy.
Right. Wow. Very interesting. Before we run out of time on this segment, I want to just tell the ladies and gentlemen that firefighting was named the most stressful job of 2015, citing it as the more physically dangerous and psychologically taxing than any other profession. Another firm studying occupational illness ranked on-the-job stress of firefighting as second only to the military. We're going to be going to a hard break now. We're going to be coming back with a lot of background on this topic. And so stand by. We'll be right back.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Pastor Gary Cortez, Chaplain Gary Cortez, arrives at a crime scene, all right, be it a crime scene, a house fire, whatever it may be, and many times he pulls up and he'll see an inferno going on as far as a fire. He'll see some firemen taking oxygen on the side of the house. There'll be family members that are trying to run through the police and everybody to get into the house. Or there could be a body on the road that they can't understand why they can't get to it. It is a ball of confusion at that point, and that's what a chaplain gets involved in, as well as many other things. The chaplain is the one that tries to go there. He looks around the scene, and he takes it one by one where he needs to run to first. And he spoke on the first segment about talking to firemen and policemen. He does this not just in the Illinois area. He's done this from Connecticut all through different states and ministering to people weekly, maybe every other couple of days. And you take somebody, Pastor, from a ball of confusion to try to normalize them, right?
Yes, you described it perfectly. A ball of confusion in that song was perfect. It's really hard to put into words. And the emotions and all the different dynamics at work. And, you know, it's gotten to the place now where the police and fire look for the presence of a chaplain because you represent a higher power or a higher authority. They're actually looking for you to show up and to bring that measure of maybe calm or peace or perhaps hope. As I said before, we're all only human. Just because you wear a uniform and you respond or, you know, you carry a badge and gun, you're still a human being with emotions and feelings. And so many departments have realized the value of a chaplain on scene to help diffuse future problems, psychological, emotional, and just to be a part of the solution for keeping first responders emotionally healthy. And that's a big thing nowadays, behavioral health.
Right. In your chaplain summary and recommendations that you send out all across the country, the first paragraph in here, I know we talk about different agencies, and we're talking about what people have ranked them. It says here in your first paragraph, Chaplain, according to a recent report from the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, just as of December 2014, confronting suicide in the fire service, strategies for intervention and prevention. A fire department is three times more likely to experience a suicide in any given year than a line of duty death. The number of suicides in the fire service continue to exceed line of duty death. And I know all we have to do, Pastor, is just add on the word police every time we say firefighters. Right. We add that on, yes, because I know many cops go through the same thing. This is amazing stuff. This is things that people never sit back and take the time to study these things, okay? And, again, you say here, after poring over available reports and studies, now you've attended conferences, seminars, right, training opportunities, and you provided numerous hours of counsel and spiritual guidance. You concur with the overwhelming consensus, and then you submitted the following summary. Why don't you tell the people one by one what they were?
Well, you know, my following the summary, following all of these hours of involvement, you know, the fire service and the law enforcement community must recognize the impact that this job is having physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It is taking its toll. It is having its impact, and these departments must recognize this. Also, the entire community, when I say the community, I mean it's law enforcement, fire service, all of the professionals must work together as a team. Your high-ranking officials, your individual firefighters, police officers, counselors, chaplains, your critical incident stress management teams, etc. Everybody's got to work together to tackle this problem. And then finally, as a vital part of this effort, in keeping our first responders healthy and safe, training needs to be incorporated into the basics. This has got to be talked about. It needs to become a priority, and we've got to make progress in that area and be allowed to provide training for our first responders.
Now, you wrote up three areas that it's sort of like a behavioral health program, and that you say requires a three-level approach to train the whole firefighter and the police officer. What are they?
Yes. I think anybody will agree that we provide some of the best training and resources. We have professionally trained first responders, so physical training is huge. I mean, the physical training aspect of it, also the emotional and the psychological. Now, I'm not just talking about a psychological profile or talking to a psychiatrist. I'm talking about incorporating emotional and psychological training, and the third aspect would be spiritual, which is what this growing awareness that we have out there is the spiritual connection. This was actually mentioned at a recent seminar I attended in the suburbs of Chicago, where they introduced this as a vital part of training our first responders. They called it the spiritual aspect of it. Now, that's very interesting. So, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Those are the three levels of the training that we need.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, as I'm listening to you think, being, as our listeners know, being an ex-cop for the time I was, and seeing many things, seeing suicide, seeing a family member that killed his whole family, including young babies, as you walked into the kitchen and saw this kind of scenery. I cannot picture not having this nowadays. I could picture having it my years and even going before that. This is always needed, but this is amazing what this does. And folks, as we go to a break, He's a chaplain that ministers to firemen and police officers each and every week. And that's going to get more intensive, and this is going to grow and grow and grow more. So we're going to be coming back, finding out more about this program and other things that are going on. So stand by. We'll be right back with Chaplain Gary Cortese.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Chaplain Gary Cortese from the Rockford, Illinois area. But his new endeavor is traveling across the country. I'm very excited about it because, again, like I ended the last segment, I cannot imagine a police department, a fire department, without using these new tools that are available. Police chiefs, fire chiefs, the city itself, the mayor's department, needs to realize how this would take a lot of stress off of the chiefs, the deputy chiefs, whatever it may be, by having somebody like a Gary Cortese doing this work and straightening out, helping straighten out a lot of the firemen that have gone through all these things here that we've been talking about. They provide, Gary, just what his work provides, ongoing support. And he also develops in the organization, let's talk about this a little bit, of area-wide chaplain resources. So we're not talking about you, one person. We're talking about you now mixing with other towns, both close to you, but also across the country. You've had, you're in Illinois, you had a state on the East Coast already contact you. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I had one particular case where I spent 2 hours on the phone with a police officer from the East Coast, and he spent 2 hours on the phone crying, in essence, letting me know that he has no one to talk to, because if he were to tell anybody how he's feeling, it would be viewed as a sign of weakness. And in his own words, he said they would take my gun away from me, take me off the streets, and put me at a desk. And,
right.
It's a real dilemma, and you know that, from your own experience. Who do you trust and who can you talk to?
That's right. After my shootout, and we've talked about this before, Gary, after my shootout many years ago, about 4 or 5 years later, I was still a police officer, and flashbacks started happening to me. And again, nobody really to talk to that you can think of in your mind at the time when you're going through this. I could not go to the police department. I could not go sit with my chief of police or any friends there, because the first thing they would do, like you just said, is they would take my gun away and give me a job inside, pushing paper or something like that. And also, one thing I was thinking about as you were saying that, folks go home. We have men, we have women in these services, okay? There's many single people that are cops and firemen that go through these things. And what I'm saying is that they go home a lot of times to an empty house, all right? They may not feel comfortable talking to their mom or dad if they're still alive. And I know myself, I wouldn't have felt comfortable talking to another cop, because you're supposed to be a he-man type of a person, okay? And so we need to realize that there's people that don't have anybody to talk to. Not as well as not feeling comfortable doing it, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, you have to be very careful because, you mentioned that, pushing papers at a desk. I mean, that's not why you become a cop,
right?
So you can push papers at a desk. And, everyone has an agenda. And let's face it, as a police officer, and you basically could trust very few people. You had to be untrusting. You had to be in control, in charge all the time. And, you know, you can't go home and dump this on your loved ones. That's not what they're there for. Your wife and kids don't need to hear about this. Your wife and kids want to know that you're going to be on time for the birthday party. They don't care about the brains that were all over the road from a crime scene.
That's right.
It's really a tough spot.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. It's any people that are listening out there that have any kind of family, whether it's a cousin, whether it's your son or daughter involved in these services, it's very tough. This is not just, okay, hey, you did a good job, all right, thank you very much, move on to the next scene, husband and wife fight, or move on to this little small fire you're going to take care of. It doesn't work like that, folks. This stuff is everlasting. Still now, and my wife's surprised sometimes, we'll be in the kitchen and something will bang very loudly. And I'll jump, and she'll say, "What's the matter?" And I said, I just don't, I don't get into it much. I just say, I just don't like the loud noises like that sometimes. Yeah. I just, for my own reasons, you see. And that happens to many people. And my shootout was over 30 years ago. So just that there's certain things that always stay with you. But are you excited about where this is going? You're talking about getting the communities that need to work together as a team. And like you said, you have to have chief officers. You got to have shift commanders, counselors, critical incident, stress management teams, fire commissions, trustees. This is not just Gary Cortez going out there. This is a whole bunch of people joining together, and I'm anxious and I'm excited about hearing your updates on these all the time.
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting. I'm starting to see, people take this seriously. And, regrettably, in my experience, it seems like it's the fire service that is taking more of a proactive role. It's a little bit tougher for the police departments. That's, as you know, there's unique dynamics for law enforcement. It's a little bit different when we talk about the fire service. But both are on the same team, working for the same goal, to serve the community, for the good of the communities. And, if we can get buy-in, if we can get upper-level administrators to buy into this and to realize the value, that's where we need to start. This has to be taken seriously, and I think we're seeing that. We've got, our police officers and firefighters are educated like never before, and with all kinds of access to the world through the Internet and social media, and they're becoming more and more aware of things that the police officer in your day didn't know about. There was no Internet when you were a patrolman.
No, I mean, all we saw, Gary, and you know this, all we saw, at least in my area, was a chaplain that was for the police officers, and I'm sure he could have been called, okay? There was no publicity about it, or no knowledge of you can call him and talk to him. And I don't know anybody that did. That's just me. But this was a fella that came to the police department before every shift on Ash Wednesday to give the ashes or things, or probably, be the person at the death of a retiree or somebody like that in either the police or fire departments. So there was, trust me, folks, this stuff was not out there because one thing Chaplain Cortez is doing is promoting the awareness and the education, and second of all, providing the ongoing support. So what that means, correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor, just because you meet somebody at the scene and talk to them the next day, that does not end it with many of these people, right?
Oh, no. We do provide ongoing support around the clock, every day, not only for victims of the crimes and of the tragedies, but for the first responders themselves. And that is the way to succeed with this, is to become a part of their world, get involved in their world, become a part of it, make sure they know that you are a resource that is available round the clock, every day. And I've had police officers tell me, don't stop contacting me. Don't stop sending me the text messages. You don't know how much those words mean to me. Keep reaching out to me because it makes a difference. And that's the key right there. The chaplain, not all chaplains are created equal.
Right.
Some chaplains like to chase the ambulance and then they're done. When the thrill is over, they're done. But that's not the philosophy that I uphold. We get involved, we stay the course, and we develop a relationship. If you will let us, we will develop a relationship with you and be with you for the rest of your life, if you'll let us.
That's the way to succeed. I'm looking at your title here, and I can't even imagine it back in my day, or even not that long ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago. Behavioral health, okay?
Yeah.
Behavioral health nowadays, you have it, of course, in the fire service. Next will be coming up, at least your particular thing, will be behavioral health in the police departments. This
right.
goes on, behavioral health, if you're sitting in a cubbyhole working for a major company.
Right,
so
that's right.
This can be brought onto everything. So
yeah.
This is it's a term, in other words, folks, when we go to our break, behavioral health is something that I never heard of back in the day. Behavioral health. It was kind of like back then, you either went to the doctor or you didn't go to a doctor and or something of that nature. So we're going to come back and finish up ways to reach them and interesting other topics. So stand by, everybody.
He took the midnight train going in.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Nowadays, we got Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, Chicago Police, I guess it's called, both on separate nights by the same guy that's written all the Law and Order in his 17th year of the Law and Order success. So check out those new shows. If you like hearing, seeing stuff that's done very well, okay, Pastor Gary can tell you that he knows from the police department and knows from the police the fire department work that is very very well done. And I can tell you from the police department episodes on Chicago PD, also done very realistically. Okay? So, Pastor Gary, you at the end of your information here that you send out, okay, your chaplain summary and recommendations, there's a nice picture of yourself there, and you come up with a saying there, a little policy here and something signed by you. Can you read that off and tell where you got that from?
Yeah, that's an actual quote from something that I had spoken at. Certain policies and practices accomplish little more than jeopardize the safety and the performance of our police officers and firefighters. The goal must always be to return them safely back home to quarters, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And this really, you know, I look at this this ministry that I'm involved in. This came about as a baptism by fire, if you will. It's by being thrown into circumstances and being thrust into these things. I had no idea 15, 16 years ago what I was getting myself into. Absolutely no idea. And so by observing and by watching. And specifically, as it pertains to this particular quote, overcoming this stigma that it's a sign of weakness, some of the unwritten or unspoken policies and practices of a firehouse or a police department. Hey, you're too weak for this if you say anything. And we've got to overcome that. And that's going to start from the top and work its way down. The goal is to get them back home safely after every tour, every shift, after every call, and it has to be done physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's where the changes need to be introduced. The mindset has to be changed. The culture has to be changed. No longer is it a sign of weakness for you to go get a visit from the chaplain or the chaplain coming to see you or riding along with you. No longer is it a sign of weakness to admit that, hey, that call really bothered me. So there's a lot of work ahead of us. But I'm confident that this is the season to start seeing some of these changes.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I'm just thinking as you were talking there, in the older days, or even not so long ago, police department-wise, fire department-wise, you would be made fun of. See, it's a whole different intellect, a whole different thing nowadays with people like you that are showing the public that firemen, police officers need help. Back in my day, you would be laughed at. Right. Somebody found out that you were meeting with a chaplain just because of the, you went on this call and either you saw some deaths or you were involved in the shooting, not even killing, wounding somebody. They'd be laughing at you. It would be the talk of the police department back then. Come on, man up, they would say. Come on.
Right.
You know, and it's so great now that things have changed so much, as well it should be. You know, it would have helped me quite a bit. Now, I'm just, I'm talking about just a shootout, just in my life, for general, back then, it would definitely have helped me out a lot. And people can see why once they read Rogue Town, they can see that I needed a chaplain. I needed a chaplain walking around with me in the car with me and everything I did. I needed a chaplain next to me. But it is a very beautiful picture of you there, Pastor.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Very nice picture. Now, let's tell everybody how they can reach you, okay, and get information, get the same package, how they can get this package to give to their relatives.
Yeah, and this summary, I can email this summary to anyone who requests. Just all they need to do is ask for the summary, the Behavioral Health in the Fire Service. It's my own summary with my own recommendations. And if they were to email me, they could do that at chaplain@byronfire.com. And I'll spell that. Chaplain is chaplain at Byron, BYRON, as in Nancy, fire. .com. And so I can be reached by email, and sometimes people choose to remain anonymous. If they'd like to leave a message at the headquarters for me, they can do so anonymously, and the headquarters telephone number is area code 815-234-4911, 815-234-4911, and all you need to do is say, I need for the chaplain to call me back. Here's my number, and I can do that. But those are the two primary ways that I can be reached.
Oh, very good. Very, very good. And ladies and gentlemen, he's also the father of four beautiful, sparkling daughters, as well as an absolutely gorgeous wife. So God's been good to him in a lot of different ways. As you go on different things, you may see pictures of him with his family, and he's done a lot over the last years.
Absolutely. And they can like us on Facebook. They can also like us on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Please, go on that.
That's right.
You'll definitely see. Yep.
Yeah, firstdofamily.com.
Firstdofamily.com, no spaces. All right, we're going to say goodbye. This has gone by pretty quick. Great show. And Chaplain Gary Cortese, I want to say thank you for being on. You'll be on again before you know
thank you.
And tell everybody, till we meet again and talk again next Sunday night, good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.